Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about Cliff Inico being back on the show. Cliff is a longtime, 13-year member of our Brain Trust. He's an attorney, a small business attorney, specializing in legal and tax issues for small businesses, contributing editor to a bunch of places. He's the author of a bunch of books, too, including the eBay Marketing Bible, for example, and his outstanding Money Hunt, which is a legendary book. And then, of course, I know that the crowdfunding book, that's the name of it, the crowdfunding handbook, is still doing great. And he's our good friend, Cliff Inico. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Always a pleasure, man. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Good to have you back. So a lot of people, unless they've been listening to my show, because I've talked about it two or three times on the show, including last year before it even passed, the Secure Act was part of a what they call that, the omnibus bill or reconciliation or whatever the heck they called it in Washington.
They've got some funny names. I always like looking at the acronyms. You know, whenever you see one of these things where it's like it's 15 years, do the acronym. Look at the first letters, and it always spells something really cute, like, you know, we're coming to get you or something like that.
Exactly. You know? And take all your money. But the reason, the point I was going to make, though, is they passed the Secure Act, which you are going to tell us about, and some others, in this Reconciliation Act at the end of the year. And what, without any sense of shame, Cliff, they do it like that because they can't do their job during the year, and they literally run up hard against the December 31st year, and they wind up doing it all at once in a manic frenzy of out of control, and they wind up doing stupid stuff instead of doing what you and I do, which is do our work all year. We finish projects in February, May, August. We finish them up and move on. They don't do that in Washington, D.C., and I don't know how much longer we're going to put up with this.
Amen. Amen to that. It's always the rush to get away for the holiday vacation is what it is.
Makes me so mad.
So they can tell the constituents that they did something.
And you and I are required to deal with the junk, with the slop that they send us. And I get off my soapbox.
Speaking on behalf of lawyers, accountants, and other, you know, tax professionals, we're the ones who have to scramble during our holidays and ruin and spoil our holiday season to figure all this stuff out, because we got clients, you know, screaming at us, what do we do? You know, we have to make sense of this, and we got to act quickly, which is, you know, tricky in the tax field. Because
and they get mad at you like it was your fault, too, I'm sure, sometimes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, like, why are you doing this to me? I should really run for Congress. What do you think, Jimmy? Would you support a Cliff Inico candidacy?
I would come over. I would come over and do an intervention just so, because I wouldn't want you to. And one reason why I don't think you could do it is because you're capable of shame. You have the ability to demonstrate shame. And the only way you can go to Washington is... Yeah,
moi?
I think so. Yeah.
Are you sure you got the right guy, Jim? This is Cliff
Inico. I know you pretty well.
I'm not the next guy. Okay.
So the Secure Act...
Oh, man, I'll tell you.
The Secure Act, we knew it was coming. I was pushing for it to get done. And some of it's good, but a lot of it's not so good. And we need to talk about it. The required minimum distribution part of that plan was a big part, wasn't it?
Yeah, and for us boomers, this was the good part of this. Those of us who are sort of, you know, circling the drain and stuff like
that.
Some boomers, that's true. If you've already turned 70 and a half, there's no change. Nothing's changing here. Nothing has changed. But if you're turning 70 and a half after 2019, it used to be that that's when you had to start taking the minimum distributions.
Yeah.
And you get taxed on those. You know, you're pulling the money out of the IRA. The traditional IRAs always worked as you put your money in now, and then when you take your money out, you get taxed on the money. It's the idea is at that point you're retired, your tax rate is much lower, so you are getting a tax break by doing that. Now, of course, most of us boomers are probably going to be working until well and into our 70s, so
right.
That's not going to apply to us. When we take that money out, we're going to be taxed at the full load, you know, as much as 40%, you know, federal, 39.6%.
Yeah.
So what the Secure Act does is it pushes that back to age 72.
Mm-hmm.
If you hit age 70 and a half, you know, this year or next year,
you can wait. You can
know,
wait
you
to do the mandatory
until you're
distributions
72.
For two more years beyond.
That's right.
Beyond what the older folks
you start
are able to do.
Them.
Yeah. How
give me so hopefully.
But there are some.
Retired.
But there are some good parts to this, which I want to talk about when we come back, including.
That's
the
right.
ability to continue to contribute. That's a good thing, I think. You know, we'll talk about that with Crypto.
That is. I agree.
So, folks, here's the net of this. If you haven't turned 70 and a half before the end of last year, then you get to you push your distribution out to 72. Pay in 2 years longer before you have to do the required distribution.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.